Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
At the JFK Presidential Library in Boston. And Arnold Howe, you're a bit older than 25, I gather, huh?
Hello?
You're a little older than 25, right, Arnold?
Yes, I am.
And there's about a half mile between you and the front door of the JFK Museum, right?
That's correct. And the crowd is about four to five abreast. Yes.
So standing.
I'm 76. I'm a year younger than Senator Kennedy.
So he was a year ahead of you, and your pilgrimage to the museum is really the continuation of a very personal relationship you've had with the senator since you were in college, right?
Yes. He lived in Winthrop House. I lived in Kirkland House. They were diagonally opposite one another. And we used the same pathway to get down to the practice field afternoons. I went to track practice along with my twin, Alan. And Teddy Kennedy was on his way to football practice. And I was 10 steps behind him every practice day for about 2 years. But I'm here because I decided to come full circle. In 1963, my twin and I and another friend decided the night before President Kennedy's funeral that we would take my brother's car. It happened to be a 1958 Cadillac limousine that he had purchased. It was 5 years old. And we drove down to Washington, D.C., parked somewhere in Washington, and joined the crowd not very far from the church and saw all of the processions, you know, the procession into the church, you know, the parade procession out. We followed it after the ceremony along the street. So, of course, there weren't telethons those days. But we couldn't get to Arlington National Park at that time. But late in the day, around 6 o'clock, we were able to go to Arlington National Cemetery and see the gravesite.
Wow, that's quite it's quite a story.
And then
what do you
drove home.
Arnold?
So I decided I had to come full circle because Ted Kennedy is, you know, is in terms of age, essentially my peer. I mean, his peer in terms of age.
Well, both at Harvard together, and that's quite a story of being there in 1963 at the funeral of JFK, a half a mile from the front of the JFK Museum. Good luck to you, Arnold.
Yes, thank you.
76-year-old Arnold Howe, one of the people, and he's towards the end of the line at this point, paying their respects to Senator Ted Kennedy up in Boston.